This is the Don and Mike Show.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow or block party. The New York Post was...
Sorry about that slip up there.
I have no idea how that happened, but it won't happen again. And that's your news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
It's pimple popping time, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, everybody. There's a Black Eyed Peas right here. Hey, baby. We've got so many things that we could get through today. Here's what's on the list. We have Sinbad's cell phone, which we know works.
Right.
Some guy named Edmund, who saved pennies in a five gallon can for 38 years.
Pennies from Edmund.
1.4 million pennies. Then we got Larry Gaynor, a guy who a bear broke into his house and drank all his beer. We have William Hung's cell phone number, which we know works.
How exciting is that?
We have Frank Ames, a man who just got into the Guinness World Book of Records for the world's longest eyebrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
right. Wow. These are all time sensitive, guaranteed to give you number one ratings type interviews.
This is good stuff.
But here's what we decided to go with today.
One.
Buzz, yes. It's an old friend. Please to be going to drjamescapers.com.
With blood.
Of course, the celebrity that the good doctor most resembles is Little Richard.
Right? Certainly the way he sounds.
Yeah. Now, Buzz, you got? Are you on the side? Is he wearing his beautiful outfit? There he is.
I'm just to the first page. I'm sure I can find a better picture, but this pretty much illustrates your point.
Now, let's see. We talk to James Capers about twice a year on the show.
Right. And remember, the deal used to be when we'd call him live, he would pretend to be his own secretary.
Yes, yes. Hello.
I'll get the doctor for you.
Hello.
Now, here are the things that he is ready. He sent Rob an email saying he would like to talk about. He has a prediction about an earthquake. He has his clairvoyant Hollywood gossip. He has a story about an American priest who died on a train 10 years ago on the Palace on Wheels in India and appears to Dr. Capers now.
Wow.
He's coming to him in his dreams.
The guy that died on a train?
And I agree here that the one that everybody talked and the one that we would like to ask him about is his recent trip to Panama at the Church of El Negro Jesus.
Really?
Huh. Yes, Dr. Capers encountered an alien hybrid, 7 feet tall, and the head, 4 sizes bigger than a human's head. Elongated arms.
Just like past, you, Rob.
Past the knees and long, thin fingers.
An alien hybrid.
El Negro Jesus. Hmm. That's the church he was at.
Wow.
So let's call him.
Well, he's always got interesting things to say.
He's fine.
And he does sound like Little Richard. It's a very tiny picture, but here he is in his Swami hat. You might ask him if he's wearing his Swami hat.
Okay,
there he is.
Made me laugh. Now, hold on. I got the dial.
I'm sorry.
619.
Well, bust my bitches.
Why don't I just give out the number on the air, dummy? Just read it out. I'm talking to myself.
On his voicemail this morning, he said he was in his prayer chamber.
Oh, a chamber.
Yes. He's praying for us.
He always answers the phone in a fun way.
Dr. James Capers. Now, remember, we've gone to him over the guy who's got the world's longest eyebrow.
Right.
My britches and cut up my credit card.
Yeah.
Womp, bomb, ling, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb,
tootie-boo. All right, everybody, from drjamescapers.com.
About timing. You
here
talk
is,
to us.
Here is Dr. Hi, Dr. Hi, Capers. Hi. Dr. Capers, it's Don and Mike. What's happening?
How wonderful to be with both of you today. I'm so excited.
You sound excited, Doctor.
Let's talk about your trip to Panama at the Church of the El Negro Jesus. I'm just reading your press release, sir.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. This actually did happen, guys. You know what? I always did this, and now I guess it's being done to me. When people start talking about flying saucers and alien abductions, I always used to cover my mouth and do a little tee-hee-hee, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. How did that sound when that happened,
guilty,
Doctor?
I'm guilty. Now, look, everybody's doing tee-hee-hee to me.
You found an alien.
Sir, I found what is called a hybrid, which is an alien mixed with human DNA.
Oh, it's not
okay. What about now?
Okay, go ahead, laugh. I don't care. You know what? I tell you one thing. I'll take it to my grave. I'll take it to my grave.
This El Negro Jesus. Now, is this the name of the alien or the name of the church?
No. Actually, what happened was I went to visit this church. It's called I think it's the Church of the Black Christ.
No.
That's English translation to it, and I wanted to see it because they had a black Christ that was on a cross that was taken down to Panama years and years ago, and I wanted to see it, and it was a Catholic church, and that was the reason why I was down in that area. It's all the way up in the mountains. But guys, first of all, I want to tell you that aliens had been spotted in Panama since April of 1936, and we've had professors from Yale University.
Why don't you just stop and take a breath?
Wow. This is your first alien sighting, Doctor.
I know. Isn't that awful?
So the church is called El Negro Jesus because it's about a black Jesus.
Yeah, it was about a black Christ who was put on the cross, and they had sent it down to Panama because the Catholic Church at that time was trying to incorporate all of the people inside the church. So they sent a black Christ down on the cross down to this church. And basically I wanted to see the cross and the Christ on the cross and all that kind of stuff.
But during your travels, you bumped into an alien and human mix?
Yes. And
the hybrid, Mike.
The hybrid.
And the thing is, the alien gets about 60 miles to the gallon.
Well, you know what? Go ahead and laugh if you want to.
Right.
But, you know, I'm taking a group down there. We're taking film and stuff. And this is the strangest thing.
What's that?
That it was about 7-8 foot tall, had a big, huge head. And in the back of the head, there was no hair on the head. And the back, there was a huge crease. In the back where the back is, and it was like where the brain is, where there's an actual natural crease in the brain.
This was a living creature, Doctor?
Living creature moving in everything.
Could the creature talk?
Telepathically.
Telepathically? Oh, my God.
Telepathic anyway.
How many suckers were in this tour group?
Pardon?
How many patrons were in this tour group?
Well, there was only two of us.
Uh-huh.
We were only on a trip to go up into the mountains and to the waterfalls, and plus the church was a stop by.
Did you find the alien at the waterfall?
No, it was actually outside of the church.
Ah.
It was over in a pavilion.
The El Negro church.
Yes, and the arms were so long, guys. He had long arms. Long fingers, long legs, and it was just incredible.
Was it a he or a she?
Well, I said he. Yeah, it looked like a he to me.
Uh-huh.
It was Shaquille O'Neal.
You would know. Did he talk?
Telepathically.
He said,
why did they call Radio Shack?
I'm sorry, what doctor?
I said, read my lips.
did he move?
Yes, he did move. Basically, what message that I got and I received from this hybrid was that there was a colony up in that geographical part of the world.
Of carnival workers.
And that there were multiple ones.
Now, listen, all kidding aside, did the alien resemble James Carville?
No, I can't explain it. A big face.
Right, that's James Carville.
That would be...
Four times, that's James Carville, right?
I've never seen anybody with a big head that big.
Was he with anybody? Was he clothed?
Very Matlin?
Good question.
Good question,
yes,
Mike.
There was.
Okay. There you go, Mike.
Thank you. What?
What was he wearing?
He was with someone. There was an elderly woman. She looked like she was about 87 years old, sitting down in a chair. And she looked like she was blind from where I was standing. And he...
George Michael!
Cancel!
Anyway,
with a blind old lady.
What about the woman?
She was sitting in a chair, and I was discerning that when he was speaking to me that she was the one who the aliens had played pancake with.
So she was the mother of the alien.
She was the natural mother of the hybrid.
Did you talk to her at all?
No, I was too scared to get any closer. Come on.
Well, you might have asked her if she was impregnated by aliens.
Oh, come on, guys. Come on now.
Yes.
This was shocking. It was provocative. It was unusual.
Of course. Dr. Capers, let's talk about when the next earthquake is going to happen. Tell us now, when is the next earthquake going to hit America or Europe or wherever?
Well, I just left Chile, Santiago, just about 2 weeks ago, and I'm discerning that there's going to be a huge earthquake down in that geographical part of the world.
When? We'd like to write this one down.
90 days.
Well, they're having terrible floods down there right now.
Well, they're going to have earthquakes down there pretty soon. Really bad earthquakes.
Wow. Where else did your travels take you, Doctor?
Well, I just got back from India before that, and I saw a ghost on the train.
You saw aliens and ghosts
on the train.
Now, see, now you wait a minute. Let's go back up. See, now the ghost that I saw on the train was verified that the government of India sent the minister of tourism to board the train the night after I saw the ghost.
Huh? And he saw it.
No, she had dinner with me, and she spoke and told me that everything that I told her was 100% true about the ghost that was on the train.
Did you teabag this woman?
No! I told her that I was laying down in the bed, and the bathroom door flew open, and a white man stepped out in his boxer. I said, Lord have mercy, Jesus. I know good and well I'm not having a flashback from the past.
Wow.
Dr. Capers?
Yes.
Exactly. What are you a doctor of again? I keep forgetting.
Oh, yes. I have my bachelor's degree in behavior science, my master's in counseling psychology, and I have my doctorate in the philosophy of religious studies.
Okay, then let's find out. You always have clairvoyant Hollywood gossip.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't even let me finish about the ghost, but that's fine. I'll tell you what we got for the Hollywood gossip.
Good. Thank you.
Clairvoyant agency. That's me. Uh-huh. Now, the ghost of Marilyn Monroe came to me and talked to me about Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks?
What about Tyra Banks?
You know, the supermodel, and she just had a new television show.
Right.
She told me that she had a fictitious disease called sleep-em-up-itis.
Called what?
Sleep-em-up-itis.
Sleep-em-up.
Now, this fictitious disease causes a person to sleep with everybody to get their way to the top.
Oh.
Well, now.
Wow.
Also causing a Machiavellian characteristic, the end is justified to me.
So she's a bad girl, according to Marilyn Monroe.
But let me tell you, the spirit of Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman.
Yes, Candyman.
Okay. Yes, he came to speak to me about Michael Jackson.
Oh, what did Sammy Davis Jr. say about Michael?
I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, okay. Please.
And the glove one is suffering from a major bout of depression, and it's physically weak, in addition having problems eating, and it's constipated.
Like Elvis,
Stop there.
The one keeps himself in isolation most of the time and has developed a fear of people.
All right, let's review. Dr. Capers has told us that he went to the church El Negro Jesus, where he met an alien hybrid and also met the woman who apparently gave birth to him.
That alone would be an incredible story.
He also had a ghost of a priest on a train.
In India.
It was verified by the government.
He's predicting an earthquake in Chile in the next 60 to 90 days.
Right.
And Brad spoke to me about that. Brad Pitt, too.
And Marilyn Monroe told him that Tyra Banks is sleeping around.
What about Brad Pitt, Doctor?
Well, the spirit of Vincent Price, Mr. Horror himself,
gave
a horror story about Brad Pitt.
What's Vincent Price?
Told me that Brad Pitt went to the hospital because he caught a yeast infection.
Vincent
Price told me that Brad should tie up his camel, especially since it has now sprung a leak. Anybody want to break us? Make some friends, because Brad got the yeast.
So Vincent Price contacted you to tell you that Brad Pitt has the yeast infection. Okay. Well, Dr. Capers, as always, it's informative. It certainly is better than the nightly news.
Let us know when you're going to have that next tour down to Panama to see the alien hybrid.
Oh, that's within 2 weeks.
Very good.
And the website is drjamescapers.com. We believe in you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Everything we know you say is the truth.
Our best to Vincent Price, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Sammy Davis Jr.
Brad Pitt, Sammy Davis Jr. Michael Jackson. Oh, yes, incidentally.
And don't forget about Prince Charles.
What about Prince Charles?
He knows how to teach.
Know what happened? The spirit of Liberace. he came to me.
Yeah.
And he told me that if you remember about 9 months ago, Prince Charles Butler filed in court sexual harassment with the prince himself.
Right. Yes.
And that all of a sudden the case miraculously disappeared because the prince himself paid the piper.
Oh, so he paid the extortion fee.
He paid him to sweep it under the table.
Thanks to Liberace for that. Yeah.
He's outspoken. So it's Liberace, Marilyn Monroe,
Sammy Davis Jr.,
Vincent Price, among the dead celebrities.
Not to mention the alien ghost. I mean, the alien hybrid and the ghost on the train.
And if you're living in Chile, watch out. Earthquake in the next 90 days.
Very scary.
All right, Dr. Capers, we'll check in again soon.
Love you guys. We love you so much.
Have a good Labor Day.
We love you.
Okay.
Pray for Jerry's kids.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, doctor.
Bye.
Wow. There he goes. He knows how to drop a name, doesn't he?
Oh, forgot to ask him who he was traveling with.
Yeah. We always forget that.
It's like once every 6 months.
Yes.
He's gold, Jerry. I'm telling you, that's gold. You know, the guy with the world's longest eyebrow, he can suck my eyebrow. He can wait till we come back from vacation. That's good. Dr. James Capers, always good.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and the topic of vacation came up. We announced this earlier today. We don't like flipping you guys out. Mm-hmm. We will not be here starting tomorrow for about 2.5 weeks. We'll take a little Labor Day vacation. The people at the company have been nice enough to give me some extra time here, mm-hmm. so we'll all be taking off.
Right.
And we will have a discussion about all things vacation.
Very good.
Just to get everything out on the table.
Good.
Once and for all.
Okay.
To let you know how much time we're taking off, because people want to make a big deal about it.
Sure.
We'll be gone tomorrow. We'll be back on the 19th. That, from my calculation, is 13 shows that we'll be missing. Mm-hmm. And some of that, you'll be off with your families on Labor Day.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. You would think that we'd be cut some slack. No.
Nope, not at all.
No, they said.
Not one little bit.
They said he called today.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, well, he apparently had heard
Buzz
about what we were saying.
You're such a funny stooge. Buzz is looking at me like this might really be serious.
Well,
like
somebody, no, I know, but like I'm helping set you up.
You said
he called, and I thought the appropriate question would be who.
Well, you see, it's a tease.
Exactly.
You'll have to find out after the commercials.
Ah, yeah, he's really big.
Someone who doesn't take a lot of vacation himself.
Exactly.
I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, he just wants to give a little bit back.
Okay.
It's the way I understand it.
Enough said, Mike. Mm-hmm. Enough said.
I won't say any more. I'd spoil it. Wouldn't want me to do that now.
It's your bicycle.
It's great. It's wonderful.
How about that lady that's in front of your house protesting?
Yeah, you know, she's. I have no way of really being able to talk with her because she's caused so much trouble.
And being as we have this constitution in Iraq, why are we still there?
Because we have to stay the course.
Okay, now Mike has answered all those questions in his real voice.
Oh.
See if you can guess who we'll talk to about vacations.
Hmm. I am Mike O'Mara. Greetings, citizenry. I will be drinking on my vacation.
Oh.
With my bad throat. Thank ye.
Okay, we'll talk to him.
And thanks to Dr. James Capers. A known queen.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
Headed south on 95 in Virginia, you will find the brake lights from Backlick Fullerton to Newington. And again, from Route 1 to 123, on into Dumfries and to Triangle. It is so fast, it quickly...